It's challenging, thrilling, and dangerous, and takes a long time. The 11th edition of the Volvo Ocean Race takes the elite sailors and their multi-million dollar yachts on a journey of more than 39,000 nautical miles around the world in temperatures ranging from minus 15 to plus 40 degrees Celsius. The six Volvo Open 70 yachts all have 11-member international crews and represent United Arab Emirates, China, Spain, France, New Zealand, and the United States. The commitment to this lengthy event means none of the sailors will likely vie for gold at next year's London Olympics. The Spanish yacht, Telefonica, features three past Olympic gold medalists. One is Iker Martinez. He skippered Telefonica to victory in the first leg of the Volvo Ocean Race from Alicante, Spain to Cape Town, South Africa.
We're very happy. That's something very special for us. We tried already in the last two editions, no, and didn't happen as we wanted, no. But we learn a lot every time, so this is very important for the team, no. We're now very happy.
The opening leg took boats west toward the island of Fernando de Noronha off Brazil, before heading back across the Atlantic, south to Cape Town. In second place after that first leg was Camper. It's sponsored by the Spanish footwear brand, but crewed mostly by New Zealanders. The lone South African member, Mike Pameter, smashed his face while he was washed down the deck by high seas. Puma was in the lead at one point in the race, but lost its mast and fell to fifth. Puma's skipper is American Ken Reed.
Nobody was hurt. Nobody's even close to hurt. And then some clear heroics from the crew. We'll live to fight another day, I promise you that.
And there are many days yet to come during passage to eight more ports of call. Future stops include the United Arab Emirates, China, New Zealand, Brazil, the United States, Portugal, and France, with the race finishing in Galway, Ireland in early July. In-port races are being staged at each stop. It's the closest spectators can get to the action without actually being on board one of the boats. The second leg of the Volvo Ocean Race is expected to take 3 weeks. The sailors expected to arrive in Abu Dhabi on January 1st in the new year. Park Brewer, VOA News.